My name is Bella, and this is Lucas. I had a great family and a place to call home.
One day, Bella! I found myself very far away, and this is the adventure that brought me home.
Experience one dog's heroic journey.
I'm never going to stop looking for her.
In the feel-good movie for the whole family.
Can't be.
A Dog's Way Home, available now to download and keep.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Hannah. God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallantine. The Bay Area betches, betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Lulu Simon, Sue Studio.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens,
crappens, watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real House The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me as usual is my hilarious co-host, Ronnie Karam, who also co-hosts Rose Pricks. It's a Bachelor Roast podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben. How's it going, baby?
It's great. We are a week out from our big Milwaukee show, so time is running out, and so are tickets, so be sure to go buy tickets for that. We'll be covering Southern Charm, which is also what we're talking about today on the big old podcast, and then in Minnesota and Minneapolis, we are going to be covering Real Housewives of New York. We're super excited. That's all next weekend, and then just today, tickets went on sale to the public for New York and also for Indianapolis in November. We also have a Cleveland show, a Baltimore show, and a Nashville show that are all on sale as we speak. And we have more cities to speak up coming soon. Places we've been, places we haven't been, okay? It's all really, really exciting. You go to watchcrappens.com to get those tickets. And while you're there, if you click around or maybe go to crappensmerch.com, you can get all this awesome new merchandise that we have. This month's stuff is all it's medicine martinis. It's a beautiful martini glass design with it says medicine underneath, homage to our favorite Patricia. And then we'll also have a Team LVP and a Dorinda stuff coming soon. So that's all at watchwhatcrappens.com for all of that. And of course, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, where you can access things like bonus episodes, ticket presales, and our Crappens on Demand, where you can actually watch this podcast instead of just listening to it. So that's that.
Yes, everybody. And today is
Southern Charm Day.
Yeah, big, big old Southern Charm. Big fun episode, as usual. So the episode opens up. Well, there's the whole Cameron thing where she's like, she did that, and she did that, and she did that, and I don't like her. So then then we get into the episode, and we see, like, little things, things happening around Charleston. So we see Cameron's showing someone a house. Shep is checking the mail, and someone drives by him and honks their horn, and he gets all startled. Gosh! And then he waves.
Yeah. And then we're over at Gwyn's. Oh, and
yeah,
little baby Gwyn is like, we're going to start shooting some more projects.
What's the name? What's her name again? I forgot her name. The daughter of
Gwyn. Baby Gwyn.
Baby Gwyn.
Yeah.
Gwynette.
Yeah. Gwyn, Gwyn Juniorette. Just little Gwyn. Little baby Gwyn. Okay. That's what baby I know.
Gwyn. Baby Gwyn. Yeah. And then Craig is in bed and like his phone is waking him up with like a Glockenspiel alarm. It's like bling. I don't know. Really getting his life together.
Yeah, and he stays in bed. He just stays there all hot, just looking all hot. And then Austin, I think Austin's pretty true to life. I think Austin's the truest to life because he's pulling gum off of his clean laundry.
Was that what it was? I couldn't tell what it actually was.
He's got I think it's like sock, gum on the bottom of a sock. Been there, okay? It's like, that is gross. Austin's tongue also is now a co-star of this show. I mean, his tongue was just out the entire time of this episode.
Yeah, he's basically could be like highly employable for Rolling Stone logo impersonators.
Yeah, except that it's always fencing. You know, it's always like fencing with another tongue that's not there. It's like he's French kissing a ghost at all times.
So then we go to Naomi at Le Bay. Which is her boutique that she's started, and she's FaceTiming.
Someone online said that sounds like labia or labia. Labia. Every time they see it, they're like labia.
Well, it's labia, except you say labia. So Naomi. Oh, and by the way, someone also mentioned to us that we have been accidentally saying her name as Naomi when it's really Naomi. So apologies. Whatever. So anyway, she's FaceTiming her parents, and they're like, you know, it's a whole bunch of like, bonjour, qu'est-ce que c'est ça? Bonjour, beaucoup de français et les escargots, personne.
Joujou fashion, we are flaming t-shirts.
Yeah. So basically, Naomi is going to be inviting a bunch of people over to Nico to like help launch something or another.
And she's like, I always knew I would work for the family business. It gets hard. You know, some days I don't even shower. It's like, we know that because remember when Wilson outed you?
But you're French, so it's okay.
That shit was funny.
Yeah. So she's just trying to balance Nico with La Bae. So then we go over to Chelsea's house, and her dad comes over, and she's brought Tyson. He's brought Tyson back because he was house-sitting Tyson while she had her big party. And then they're like talking about the party, and she's like, the only thing missing was Nick, my new boyfriend.
Oh, Nick. Is anybody else getting the South Park vibe with Chelsea of like my girlfriend in Canada? I'm kind of getting that vibe from Chelsea. I'm not really sure what's going on
my
here.
My boyfriend in Sardinia.
Yeah, that literally is what she's like, he's in Sardinia. Like, you know, he's such a good guy. It's really hard not to be with him, Papa. And the dad's like, yeah, you're not really okay with just seeing him every few months, right? I mean, there's no future there, right? She's like, well, he's got a 3-year contract, but we're looking at after 3 years. Because after 3 years, you know, there's going to be no Sardinia. There's going to be right here in my kitchen. He's going to be right here. Oh, God, I don't want him here. I don't want him here.
It's okay, Dad. You know, like, even though he's been away for, like, 3 months, he's going to be away for 3 years, you know, every now and then he sends me an emoji, so it's pretty cool, pretty hot and heavy over there. So he's like, why do you always look to baseball players or these guys who, like, live in other states with the long distance? I just wanted to be like, sir, have you seen the men on this show? Have you seen what Charleston has to offer?
No shit. I mean, if they started selling men on Amazon, there would be boxes all over Charleston because they need an influx for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, is that a subconscious thing? I'm like, no, it's a conscious thing. And she kind of backs that up. She's like, well, there's something about wanting to be alone, Daddy. It's comfortable. And he's like, well, I guess you could do a lot worse. At least he's hot, am I right? She's like, and he can fix stuff. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah. He's like a man. He's not like a house cat, you know? And Dad's like, yeah, Austin's a house cat. And you know that's somewhere Colonel Gizmo was like, excuse me, I object to this, okay? Please do not lump me and Austin in the same category.
Well, God, even Gizmo's an office cat, yeah. You know?
At least Gizmo, like, has some sort of, like, goal in life.
Yeah, Gizmo has more promise than any other man on this show. I know. Is what we're saying.
Gizmo's like, basically, I wake up, I make my master take me to the office, and then I go and sit in the box and make sure everyone is being efficient. I don't see what the problem is. I have a lot of life goals.
And then I'm really glad for this scene. We get really exciting music because the music's like, ba-da-ba-da-bow, and Cameron's just calling her husband in the car. She's like, hi. Hi, Jason.
Talk about my girlfriend from Canada. This one. Well, for that's five, true.
At least
seasons.
I see him on Instagram, okay? And you know he's a good husband because he's like, you do whatever you want, honey, but I'm never coming on that fucking show.
Yeah. Okay. Never, ever, ever, ever. So she drives. So she goes home. She talks to him a little bit. She goes home and she just like pours herself like a stiff vodka drink. And her mom comes downstairs because her mom's been looking after Palmer, the daughter. And mom's like, well, that doesn't look like water to me, daughter. I'm saying you're a drunkard these days.
Yeah, she's like, well, I have water for you. I have a vodka drink for me. She's like, I want a vodka drink, too. She's like, you are taking care of my child, mother.
Is this something you do every single day when you get home from work? Oh, that's right. You only work once every 3 months.
Yeah, she's like, yes, I drink every day. It's called a reprieve. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? When did this stop with motherhood? And maybe it really hasn't stopped because I've seen a lot more, you know, signs in stores that are like, wine is fine at mommy time or whatever. So I'm really glad to see mothers drinking again because I think we went through a long period in this country where moms were like, oh, my God, you can't do anything because you have a baby. And that's no way to raise a child. No. Listen, I mean, I was raised thinking that people were supposed to smell like Franzia, yeah. You know, like your mother's milk was supposed to give you a buzz, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. So Cameron is basically like, you know, like there are some days if I'm not at work, if I'm here taking care of the kids, when Jason's on call, I have days when I literally don't even talk to an adult. And then when I do finally leave the house, I'm stuck with Shep and Craig. And I'm like, I am still not talking to adults.
Yeah. When she says that she goes days without talking to adults, I just thought, why is that bad? Like, that's like my goal in life.
Yeah. You know? I mean, like literally look at the rest of your cast. Like who... How are they going to help this situation?
Yeah.
And by the rest of the cast, I mean the men.
Yeah, I've talked to plenty of adults, and I can assure you, you're not missing much.
Yeah, like yes. Listen to us. Listen to us right now.
Guys, anybody done their taxes? Hey, you want to talk about football?
No, I don't want to talk about taxes and football, adults.
Cameron, this is what you're missing out on. Ronnie and I talking right now, this is what you're missing. I think you got it figured out, okay? Just stick with the baby, listen to some Sarah McLachlan, and make some little towers with blocks.
Yeah, so basically she's like, I want to smother my baby. And the mom's like, don't smother your baby! And I was like, this was such a nice, sweet scene. Wow. Yeah,
she is, because it is sort of like ambiguous how she says it, right? She's like, well, cause first she's like, Mom, there's so much to do. Like, she's like, how do you do it, Mom? She's like, well, since I took care of my daughters, I didn't have time to dwell on it like you do, you weak pansy. But then,
yeah, she's like, well, you know what we say in our house, man up, pussy.
She's like, well, I never was a mother who ever had a warm dinner on the table, you know. She's like, I know, mother. I've been eating frozen succotash all my life. That's never been thawed.
Frozen succotash.
I don't know what I'm talking about today, Ronnie. I like it.
I'm into it. I feel like I'm following.
I started drinking this cold brew, and I feel like all my thoughts are scrambled, and I'm like now saying words like succotash.
Well, succotash is a real thing, and they probably did eat it growing up. So there you go. You're still on. So let's go over to the garden shop. That's where Chelsea and Craig are shopping. And Craig's like, hey, Chelsea. And she's like, is that your new whip? That's nice. That's a nice car. And he's like, well, I had to get a new car because, like, I want a date. It's like my break. Gift to myself because like you can't drive a new girl in the old girl car.
Yeah, also it's a car, not a whip, just so you know. I know it's slang. Oh, so what? Succotash.
She's like, well, if you're with someone who really likes you, she should like you for other things besides your car, like your person.
Like all those pillows you finish. Oh, no.
Oh, well, look at here. Here's the landscape. Hi, landscape. Hi, I saved by the landscape guy. Am I right?
I was just telling Craig that a girl should lock him for more than just his car. She should lock him for all his mobility that he has in his pink. Oh, no. Don't have that either. So she wants to, like, do, like, a tropical thing for her backyards. They go walking around the nursery. Basically Craig takes it over. He's like, how much is this bamboo? It's like $270. Oh, what about that bamboo?
That's also $270, sir.
So is that an evergreen?
It's bamboo.
Evergreen bamboo. Right. Totally.
I have a question. This doesn't look green, but you call it an evergreen. Why is that?
He's like, well, what if I wanted to do a bamboo wall? What's that cost? The guy's like, oh my God.
I have a question about this birds of paradise. It's a flower, not a bird. This lilac, does it have problems telling the truth?
Why is the willow tree weeping? No one's ever explained that to me. Is it a depressed tree?
Do daisies live at the night? Or are they called nightsies?
I knew a lady once named Fern. Who turned her into this?
Do we have to wear any special equipment if we go near a Snapdragon?
So Chelsea's like, this is turning into your trip and not my trip to the store. And it's also really disturbing me thinking about what happened to poor Fern. So can we please just move over there to where it's shady?
He's like, is that bamboo? Okay. God, talk about spending a lot of money. Have you been to Catherine's house? It's like the coolest place I've ever been to in Charleston. And I've seen the pineapple waterfall.
He's got 45 stories, an elevator that starts on the 5th floor but only goes to the 12th floor, and an escalator that goes sideways.
Her refrigerator's so fucking cool. It talks like her. I was listening to it. I was sitting there waiting for her to make me a drink, and it just went,
It's actually in the floor, and the only way you can open it is you actually have to put on bungee cords, and you have to, like, rappel down like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
She's like, wow, I'm so happy for her.
And he's like, yeah, but she also bought a Rolls.
She's like, damn, can I just be her driver? I'll just be her driver. Oh my God, reminds me of that race car driver.
Can you believe she paid $100,000 for some dinner rolls?
Oh God.
So now we go over to Catherine Naomi and Naomi. I'm gonna be so paranoid about that. And they're at a restaurant, and Catherine's telling Naomi that that they're talking about, like, Gwyn's, and that that Gwyn's is transitioning from being just like a boutique department store to e-commerce. I'm like, that's fine, but how does it compare to LeBay?
I love that Charleston has just discovered the internet this year. I'm like, wow, you can sell things online.
They're still, you go to Gwyn's and they're still like, you put it, use your credit card. They're doing that thing, put it in that plastic thing. We're like,
yeah.
So Catherine's ordering and she's like, I don't speak this language, but is that French onion soup? You know, the waitress was like, yes, because it says French onion soup.
Yeah, she goes, how do you say that? Yon yon? She's like, onion. She's like, okay, I'll have that.
So Catherine's like, Naomi's throwing that lunch. So she's like, are you coming to my lunch? And Catherine's like,
I don't know, because I'm dating someone, and this week he's flying to Boca. Apparently I have a type. He's a senator. And she's like, whoa, a senator? He's a Democrat, though.
And I was like, what?
What?
And she just starts cracking up. I never seen one of them before. So Catherine's like, I went down to Florida for a Dolphins game and I met him, but I was confused because I thought it was actually supposed to be a game with dolphins playing things, but oh well.
His name is Joe. His name is Joseph, but I call him Joe.
It's like, whoa, close.
Breaking barriers.
Real close, girl.
So then we cut back to Craig and Chelsea at the nursery, and Craig's like, so Catherine's dating someone new. And Chelsea's like, does it seem like a good thing? Are they going to be separating for like 3 years before they get to have a full-fledged conversation? He's like, well, he's a disgraced politician.
Fucking Craig. Craig is like the biggest gossip on this show, too.
Yeah.
He's just walking around just spilling tea wherever he goes, you know? He's like, he's not running again because he's disgraced. And his wife accused him of physical assault. And Chelsea's like, how you know all this? Like,
because I was reading Variety magazine and they said he was fired from Will and Grace. Hence, he's disgraced.
God. He's like, I was nosy and I Googled it. So then we cut back to Catherine and she's like, he's kind. He has a 3.5-year-old and he wears sunless tan lotion like me. Marriage!
And he goes, oh, Catherine, that is so cute. And I haven't decided whether I'm going to be sarcastic in this tone or be sincere. So just keep telling me more.
Yeah. She's like, it's a new kind of year for me. Okay. I'm just trying out this personality.
Yeah.
And Catherine's like, he has a mugshot like Thomas. I'm divulging way too much, but it's all Googleable.
And Naomi's like, bonjour. There are like a million red flags. Like, you know that scene in Les Miserables when they wave the flag? Like, that's what's happening in front of your face, and it's a red flag.
Naomi's like, yeah, I want to be happy for her, but it sounds just like what Thomas would say about her, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And then Catherine, then they just show Catherine, and she just stares at her soup spoon, like,
I was hoping for yawn yawn.
I was hoping for a Yanla fix my soup.
Yanla comes by with some cracked peppers.
She's like, would you like some fresh pepper in that soup?
Yeah. Ooh, she's like, I think what your soup needs is some pepper and some oyster crackers. Okay, young lady?
Thanks, yawn yawn.
Gosh, it's time to go to a commercial. Oh, Craig.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
You might not understand cricket. You might not even like cricket. But for the next few weeks, cricket is going to be the story, because it's the World Cup in the UK and England are favourites to win it for the first time. Hi, I'm Simon Hughes, aka The Analyst, and along with some special guests, I'm going to give you the inside track on the tournament. Who will be England's heroes? And who might be the villains who spoil their fun? Download the Analyst at the World Cup podcast now, and I guarantee you'll be drawn into cricket's intriguing world.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Craig, back with Craig, he's like, well, everything we know about this guy is what his ex-wife is saying, so it's not too good. And Chelsea goes, well, you know, you can't really judge it, Craig. It has to be Catherine's life lesson. And he's like, she already had her life lesson.
Chelsea's like, whoa, that's scary. Craig just said something smart.
The important thing is you learn and you sow, okay?
So Catherine is saying that like Thomas is going to totally flip his shit when he finds out about this. And that she, like all this stuff happening with Thomas, that she might actually wind up with full custody of the kids, which is crazy. And she's sort of stressed about it. And like, it's all making her decide that, hey, she wants to plan a girl's trip and she wants to do a girl's trip to a treehouse.
Yeah. So then we go to Shep in a coffee shop and he's like, hi, Garsh, can you make me something tasty, Garsh? I like tasty, Garsh. And she goes, okay, well, we have flavors. We have caramel, vanilla. And he's like, oh, yeah, that. Just caramel or vanilla? He's like, caramel and vanilla. Garsh!
She's like, okay, stupid fuckface.
And if that's not creepy enough, he's like, okay, I'll be sitting over here looking at puppies on the internet. It's like,
do you have a
what's
towel?
What's happening to you?
Do you have a towel I could put down on the chair? I'm probably going to sweat a lot. So he's looking at puppies, and he calls up his mom. He's like, Garsh, I'm looking at puppies. Mom's like, you're crazy. I'm not taking on a third dog for you, okay? I'm not taking on a third dog. And this time I mean a literal dog. I'm not referring to one of your exes.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you're going to have to choose your dog over partying. Are you kidding? And he's like, I know it sounds selfish, but I think it'll help me be more sedate. Like, I'll have to go home because there's something waiting for me there. And then I can name the dog. And Craig walks in and he's like, I can name the dog Craig so it'll be easy to discipline. And she goes, oh, honey, I don't want you to kick the dog.
And I think we can all sense that this is clearly the backdoor pilot for next season of Relationship, where Shep just like walks a whole bunch of dogs and decides which one he's going to keep.
Yeah, Dorit can host it. She can walk off every dog that's not
chosen. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm going to take you to a lovely home. Her name is Shelita. This way, please.
Yeah. Sometimes you like fennel and sometimes you like kennel. You're out! You little poodle.
Sometimes you like fennel and sometimes you like kennel. So does that mean that the winning dog gets like a plate of like roasted fennel?
Yeah.
Like you get a very lovely dish, perhaps in the Italian tradition, maybe with some olives and some tomatoes. Yeah. Or you get sent off to die.
I mean, listen, have you seen the shit that's been greenlit lately? Okay. I think we've got a winner here.
I know. So Craig sits down and the waitress is like, hi, do you want to order something? Your friend ordered something totally ridiculous. We just want to see what you want. We don't really care. We just want to know what you're going to order. And he's like, I'll have a double rosé and a pint glass with some ice, please. In a coffee shop, mind you.
And she's like, well, if you can, and Chef's like, oh, gosh, that sounds good. I'll have that too. She's like, if you can't find him, invite him, eh?
She's like, just in the back putting some beet juice in some water, bringing it back out to them. So she's like, so Chef is like, gosh, hey, dumb face, what'd you do last night? And he's like, I took pictures of pillows. You know, I made 20 pillows and did nothing with them. So I said, you know what? Why don't you fucking do something with them? Like, sell them. I'm like, why did you make 20 pillows that you had no intention of selling?
That's our boy. And then he's like, and then I watched some TV. So it's like, gosh, I wish I garshed that. I was with Whitney and Austin for a second, but then Madison found us, and then she grabbed him out of our clutches.
You guys brought clutches to the dinner? I thought those were just for girls.
Would Shep even know what to do with himself without a season featuring a woman he could villainize? I mean, Jesus Christ, Shep. So Craig's like, what happened the other night? And he's like, well, I'm telling you this, that relation. Oh, no. Craig said that happened the other night because it happened to Craig, too. I guess Madison just keeps charging in on the boys' nights. I'm like, you're coming home.
And then DJ got her head stuck in between the railings, and it was like they had to use butter to get it out. No, Craig, we're talking about real life, not Full House.
And he's like, that relationship is doomed. Austin cheated, but that doesn't give you free reign to sleep around. Yeah, it does. Okay, you cheat on me. I will never, ever. I will cheat on you all the time, okay? I'm just warning you right now, husband who's out there.
You know, my feeling is this: two wrongs do not make a right. But I like when it comes to the, if I'm going to play the blame game, Madison is not the first stop. Okay, it's Austin, and by the way, and also, Austin had two girls in his bed. So as long as we are going to even out the score, let her have a second one. You know?
Yes, totally.
I really do think like two wrongs do not make a right. But I think that like. This undue like attack on Madison when it's like Austin is the one who fucked up. Like the it should be about Austin and not her. And ultimately they really shouldn't be together. And so whatever. I don't know why I'm being serious about this. Like I really care about Austin and Madison.
Like have fun taking Southern Charm seriously.
So anyway,
I'll put a baked potato in the oven. What do you think of that?
So Craig basically says that she's been stepping out on the town again because Madison DM'd Danny's boyfriend, Gentry Bourbon, and didn't realize that he was dating Danny. And basically the DM, which Danny put on Instagram yesterday, was essentially like, hey, Gentry, I was talking to my hairdresser, and we're looking at pictures of you, and she thought you were really cute, so here's a picture of her, and she wants to meet you.
Yeah, she wants to date. She wants to, do you want to go on a date or something like that? And so, yeah. So this is the hairdresser friend. You said that, right?
No, it's the like hairdresser is Madison is the hairdresser. The friend had said this, saying, "Oh, okay. My hairdresser." Yeah.
Okay. So Shep's like, "How do you know this information?" He's like, "Danny." So then Craig tells us, "Once the dress is like gone, you can't get it back. Sorry, folks." Okay. This is the most unhealthy relationship I've ever been around, and I'm on Southern Charm. So
this has been a big year. I've never been around such an unhealthy relationship, and I've never been to such a cool house. I can't wait for what tomorrow brings.
That house is like a rocket ship. If you light it, it takes off. It's nuts. So Craig's like, "We have to talk to him." And Shep's like, "We have to say, brother, you are being cuckolded."
What? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so Shep's like confusing every guy on this show today with his words.
So now we see Austin strutting down the street. His tongue is just like knocking over signs and everything. And then he goes into his apartment. He starts lighting some candles, starts cooking up some pork chops. You know, it's clearly going to be date night with Madison.
Yeah. And just whips his tongue all over the place. Like, so Madison comes over and they hug like bachelor style. And then he's like, "Oh, wow, I'm almost done." So they like try and pretend they're a good couple, which is really hard for me to believe.
Yeah, he's like, hard for me to believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. He's like, "You gave Patricia a blowout today. The fact that I even know what that is like ridiculous. I mean, isn't that, I'm like an insane person right now. Like, congratulations, like that you know a very simple concept, Austin."
Yeah, he's like, "I'm a boy and I know how to say blowout."
You should learn about the concept of a career.
You sure do. And he's like, "I've dated enough hairdressers, that's for sure." And she's like, "Well, this better be the last one." And he goes, "I think next I'm going to date a coroner."
She's like, a what? A coroner. A what?
You're like, how many syllables is that?
His tongue is so mad at him. Like, "Why are you doing this to me? Are we going to try this word again?"
She's like, "Well, I'm going to date a millionaire." And he goes, "Oh, so me. Because in a couple of years, you'll be dating a millionaire and I'll be one." She's like, "Uh-huh."
In Monopoly money. That's what we're discussing, right? I'm the shoe.
So then Austin's like, "Let's convene to the sitting room." So they go and sit and eat dinner. And I'm honestly bored. Okay, I'm repeating this scene. Can we just get past it?
I'll tell you why you're repeating it, because you know that I'm about to rant about something, which is don't make proclamations of becoming a millionaire when you don't even have a dining room table and you're forcing your girlfriend to sit on the floor at your coffee table for dinner, okay? Get a dinette, a little table. You get an IKEA for $60. Come on now.
Oh, geez, Snapple.
I hate that.
I'm just kidding.
I hate that. So anyway.
Yeah, he's not really known for his style, that one. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's like, "Honestly, the M-word marriage has never seeped into my brain until Madison. She's an adult who gets her goals prioritized, and it makes me see what I need to start prioritizing as I move forward in my life." Just kidding. I'm never moving forward in my life.
And then they make out with pork chop breath. I mean, the whole thing is just...
pork chop breath.
I just don't need that. You know what I mean?
The most important, most exciting part of the scene for me was me pausing to see how he cooked his pork chop, because that's what I was cared about the most.
How did he do it? And he panned it. It was probably raw on the inside. They both shit for dates. That's how he cooked it.
So now
incorrectly.
So now we go to LeMay, where Naomi is, she's leaving a message for her mom's phone, which is like, "Bonjour, je suis sur le Paris avec les misérables pourvu. And she's basically going with her coworker Ginny to go to Nico.
Yeah, so they're all at Nico for this luncheon thing. It's for influencers and bloggers and stuff, because there's like a lot of competition.
Yeah, like so, Amy and Paula, who are both influencers in Charleston.
Yeah, there you go. So all her friends start showing up and stuff, and Cameron is just so glad to be out of the house. She's like, "Look at your ass!
Yes, yes. Oh my God, is this food? Is there a man here? A man!
I'm loving Cameron in this scene.
I know, exactly. So they're talking about Catherine and like how she has a new man and everything, and I heard that he has a crazy ex-wife, and Danny's like, well, they're not technically divorced, but anyway.
Chelsea's like, has he been to prison?
No, not yet. It's like, good for her.
And Cameron goes, well, surely she's smart enough not to get involved with someone that's, abusive or whatever. And they're like, yeah. Hey, remember Thomas Ravenel?
Mm. Yeah. And Chelsea's like, well, Craig got me worried because he's been abusive to his ex-wife. And she's like, oh, I would not. Danny's like, I would not let her get involved with that. But this is the definitive weekend. And Cameron's like, is he loaded? Chelsea goes, she don't need loaded. She's got her Rolls Royce, and Cameron looks like her head is about to pop off when she hears this.
There, by the way, this whole scene, they're being all like lovely and sweet, but it is so filled with like quiet shade about the Rolls Royce, about the new boyfriend, about how the guy's still married. It is so shady, these
women. Well, hell yes, but it is such shady news. It's like, yeah. She goes to Florida, meets some rich dude, and is now driving a Rolls and living in an expensive house.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm so jealous. So Danny's like, oh, yeah, she didn't like the color of that. Oh, no, Danny. She's like, she didn't like the color of the Rolls, so she's having it repainted. I mean, it's beyond. And Cameron's like, yeah, a Rolls is like the epitome. Rich as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So then they all are like eating and stuff. And then Cameron and Chelsea are like sitting down at the bar. And Cameron's asking Chelsea about her new boyfriend, Nick. And Chelsea's like, well, last time I heard from him, he was passing through Sardinia, which is cool because I love sardines too. And it's like, Cameron's like, do you guys ever see each other or talk? Like, he's on a boat in America's Cup. And she's like, yeah, it's nice because, you know, we get to email each other sometimes.
When there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So then Matul shows up, Dreamboat Matul, and he just shows up, and I'm already stammering. I'm like, Matul.
Yeah, and so she's like, you are fine, buddy. And Cameron's like, oh, my God, you were so hot. I can't even look at him. He's so hot. Sorry, Jason. This is the hottest man I've ever seen in real life. He's tall, dark, and handsome, and exotic. We don't have many of them in Charleston. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, at first I was like, that sounded really hella problematic, but then I realized she's referring to a guy who actually has a career. So I was like, okay, now I get that. Now they're on.
Anyone want to go get some exotic food? Oh, yeah, I could use a taco. You know, everything that's not white is exotic.
I know. yeah, it definitely was like, I feel like Cameron probably meant one thing, but the way she said it did not really come off well. In fact, my friend Eva, who is Indian, she texted me and was like, do you think Cameron could stop with her Orientalism? You know, like, we don't appreciate that. So I get that.
Oh, white people gonna white people, guys. I've been called exotic my whole life. Like, what are you gonna do? More things to be offended about on this show.
And I told Eva, the exoticism is having a job. So, anyway, so food. So this is, I don't know if you noticed this. So they are talking about this treehouse trip that they're all going to go on. And we start seeing flashbacks of Catherine calling everyone to be like, I found a treehouse, you know. And it's just like a standard, like, hey, you want to go on a trip? You want to go on a trip? So she's driving in her Jeep and she's like driving down the highway. And at one point, she's holding the phone in one hand, talking to someone, being like, we're going to go on a trip. It's going to be really fun. And then the other hand, she's just like scratching her forehead, rubbing her ear. I'm like, lady, you were driving 60 miles per hour and your hands are not on the wheel. It wasn't like she was like going slowly in traffic. Like, you see the shit going by so fast. I'm like, you were not in a Tesla. You were in a Jeep. I was like, oh my God, this show is crazy.
Yeah, that's how she is. I mean, she's not only, like, she says but her personality is you know? It's like like fidgety.
Yeah, but she was like, it looked like she was just like reclining and like the car was the car being towed. I don't know. It was hilarious.
She's doing yoga. She's got like one heel behind her head.
The car just crashes through the front of Gwyn's.
Well, I said I was going to get us more press. So they're eating snails. Chelsea's like, how do you eat this? And Cameron goes, I think you stick your toothpick in it like this. And they get one. And then Chelsea eats it. And she goes, tastes like a snail.
That's high praise for me. That's a 5-star Yelp review.
So, all right, snail. Talk to you again in 3 years. This was fun.
That's what I call it, snail mail. So, the fact that you had Chelsea say goodbye to the snail that she just ate is hilarious. Talk to you soon. We're done now.
See you soon, snail.
It's a snail. It's on a little tiny sailboat the size of a beer bottle cap. So Chelsea, the girls sit down, and Chelsea starts basically gossiping about, like, she heard, basically Craig told her that Madison had been contacting some guy through Instagram behind Austin's back, and apparently, like, the guy is, like, a good friend of ours, and you just see Danny in the background just, like, rolling her eyes and, like, laughing, like, so ready to jump in.
Yeah, but she's also like, oh my God, how did he, Cameron goes, how did he find out? And Danny's like, I told him. Oh, it's no better than to tell Craig things. Like, the first thing Craig does is go tell everybody.
I know. So Naomi's like, so Madison told her friend to reach out to Gentry on her behalf. I'm just trying to calibrate how hard I should roll my eyes. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what my speech is going to be when I see her next. Am I just going to, like, rip into her or just be a slow burn? I'm workshopping this right now.
Yeah. And she's like, well, it was just made out that Madison likes other guys and steps out on Austin, okay? That's just what's going on. Cameron's like, I don't think any one of us thinks that this is a serious relationship with her and Austin. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And Danny's like, let's be honest. I mean, he cheated on her this summer, which is like, the producer's like, oh, did we have a passing mention of the cheating? Okay, let's show the video again. Let's cue it up again.
Yeah. And then we get that clip again. And Naomi's like, why would you take the time to stay with somebody? You know what? I'm on my high horse, aren't I? Am I on my high horse?
Le Cheval Grande.
Please stay on your high horse. That's the only way you're going to be able to see. Okay, yeah, stay on your high horse. No one is asking you to get off your high horse.
We met you on your high horse. We met you, meaning the show. Like, we saw you. You were introduced to us, to the Bravo community, on your high horse, and we've accepted you and decided that we'd love your high horse. So please, stay on it.
You're not changing it now, ma'am. Yes. Okay, you're not going to a low horse.
Yeah, Colonel Gizmo is like at the bottom of the ladder, being like, uh-uh, nope, you can't come down yet. You stay up there.
At Pugin's Smokehouse, Shep is meeting Craig, and Shep's like, oh, take a seat, Craig. He's like, God, you love saying that. I feel like I'm going to the principal's office every time I see you. Have a seat, Craig. Have a seat.
That would imply that you went to school. What do you mean by imply? Craig and Shep are discussing that they're going to be having an intervention with Austin. Austin is going to be joining them, and they're going to, like, basically break the news to him that Madison had this interaction with Gentry. And so they're like, okay, we're doing an intervention. And Craig's like, cheers. And Shep's like, gosh, we don't toast to interventions. Oh.
So Shep's like, God, you're really reveling in this. I don't like disturbances in the force.
Yeah.
And Craig says, well, we didn't make her want to bang Danny's boyfriend.
Shep is so nervous. It's kind of funny because, like, for all his bluster, he is so sheepish right now. Sheepish, if you will. While the girls, you know, when they have to confront each other, it's like, boom, it's on. But Shep is like, oh, gosh, okay, you do it. You're going to do it. And I'll sit here. I'll get the ball rolling. And then I'm going to give it to you. And then you do it. And then I'm going to come back in. And I'm going to go, gosh. And then you keep going. And then I'll come back in and I'll be like, gosh, gosh. And then you finish it up. Okay, great.
Well, the only reason he's scared is because Madison has no problem coming up to him and confronting him. Yeah. Normally, he'll say whatever he wants, but Madison comes up to him every time she sees him, like, excuse me, what is your problem with me? So he's afraid of her, so he's trying to get Craig to do it. He's like, here's how you do it. So then Austin comes in, and, you know, well, Austin's tongue arrives at the table, followed by Austin.
The tongue is like its own red carpet. Austin actually walks down his own tongue. So
yeah, Chef is like, wait a minute, where'd that boiled peanut go? And Austin's like across the room eating it.
It's like a giraffe tongue. You know, and by the way, their key strategy is that they want to relax Austin and make him feel comfortable, and then they're going to, like, ease him into the news. So then Austin sits down and he's like, oh, man, I feel like an insane person right now. I woke up at 4 a.m. with just, like, extreme anxiety. I have nothing but anxiety right now. Shep is like, emergency Gersh! Emergency Gersh!
Gersh! Gersh! It's like Gersh sirens.
Gersh! 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 This is the emergency Gersh system. This is only a test. So they start ordering beer, and Craig's like, I'll have the Narragansett, and the waitress is like, Narragansett, you meaty? You stupid idiot.
He's like, whatever, principal waitress, just bring it. So he's like, so unfortunately, we came across some shit that we're like,
well, we love you, buddy. We love you. Okay, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, well, we have to.
Well, we have to say something because we love you. Well, we're going to say something, but we love you.
And it's going to be hard to hear.
Yeah, nothing happened, but things are happening, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I'm so fucking spacey right now. I mean, I don't know. Craig, could you please tell the information to Austin that you have, please? No. This brings us no joy. No joy whatsoever. Yeah, no joy!
Shep's sitting there clapping his hands, like, ah! He's like, this is not like a deep throat Watergate situation. And Austin's like, what?
So they tell Austin, and he's like, it's a fucking witch hunt. He's like, no, it's not, and don't do that fake news shit. It's fake news. I'm like, oh my god, was Austin one of those people who would yell fake news all the time? Please tell me he wasn't.
Austin's gonna be one of those people who's still yelling fake news like in 20 years.
So he's like, well, Austin's like, so where'd you get this information? He's like, Danny, and it's true. You want to ask her? And he's like, I just don't believe it. And he's like, let's call her right now. And he's like, right now? Like his tongue is battling the inside of his mouth. And Craig's like, I'll call. And he goes, God, I'm sweating in here. So they call Danny. And Craig's like, yeah, I'm with the guys. We have a question about Madison. She's like, well, I don't know if you want to talk about that right in front of Austin. It's a secret. Like, just say it. We told him.
Yeah, exactly. So, So Danny basically tells Austin what happened, et cetera. And she's like, you know, it was weird. And, like, he told me, and I thought, like, oh, this happened years ago, but it only happened 4 days ago. So, anyway, and Austin's like, oh my god, I'm gonna need 4 more beers. She's like, what? I can't hear anything. They're like, bye, Danny. Click.
And she's gonna go telling everyone that he knows 4 queers now. Yeah. It's like this game of telephone never ends here.
So they start doing, they order shots for Austin, and Shep is like, for me, that's the nail in the coffin. It's got to be all's well that ends well. I'm so glad we ended this chapter on Madison, because we have this crazy evidence that shows that she was totally unfaithful to you. The end.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to have to break up with her right now. And Craig's like, yeah, you either bang your head against the wall, you end it, or you stab the wall with a butter knife. So you're going to have to make the choice right now. And Austin's like, well, we're going to have a conversation at some point. That's for sure. And Austin's like, Craig's like, today? And he goes, no, maybe Tuesday? And Craig goes, yeah, Tuesday. It's always got to be on a Tuesday. Because today is Tuesday. They're like, oh, shit.
We ran out of time. It's time for the conversation. So then Austin's like, okay. So they go to another bar first to do some more shots. They do something called a missile, which is like a shot in a Red Bull that they chug, which was like disgusting to me. So now Austin's like, okay, now that I'm very drunk, which is the best state of mind to have a serious conversation with your girlfriend when you're going to break up with her, I'm going to call her. She actually calls, and he won't even answer. And Craig is like, what is anchoring you to this shitty relationship? Is it the promise of walls that you can break down with butter knives? Is that what it is? Did I just talk about butter knives a second ago? I can't remember.
I like that Craig tried to be a detective. He's like, I know something. I'll bet that that video wasn't the first transgression. I'll bet you cheated because she cheated first. Am I wrong?
And Austin's like, yes.
And he goes, oh.
I know, lawyer Craig.
I didn't think that would have been the first. God.
The offense rests. No, Craig, that's not even a thing you say. So Shep's like, gosh, you have to be more discerning, okay? I mean, you didn't think you two were going to get married, did you? Gosh.
It's like, I would have jumped off a bridge. I mean, I don't want to just be some pushover. What? So you're calling me a pushover? And he's like, oh, no, not yeah, I mean, you're a pushover. Come on. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you want it to fester? Call her. Break up with her. And they're like, call her, call her, call her.
So then Austin goes out to call her. And then while he's walking out, Shep turns to Craig and goes, why does he care about her so much? I've never cared about someone like that. Ooh.
I know. Yeah, that's kind of, that's a personal problem, dude.
So Austin finally calls her and he's like, whoa, I just got pulled aside about some things. I hear a friend of yours reached out to this guy Gentry and said, do you think he's really hot? And she's like, really? That's what you're calling me about? I mean, that's not even a thing.
And he goes... And she's basically like, and he was like, yeah, but you like wrote that stuff, right? She goes, but that doesn't mean anything bad or shady is going on. The girl I know has already hooked up with him and had a thing with him and was just like, you two should date and like fuck tonight. And I was like, okay, sure. It doesn't mean anything.
He's like, you're deflecting, Madison. She's like, I can't deflect if nothing happened. He goes, so what you're telling me is that it's true. And she goes, I honestly, you know what? Yes,
it's true. To be fair, his name is Gentry, and I thought he was a delicious bourbon that was going out of business. So I was like, I got to get this while I can.
I can't believe it didn't hit us that that was the name of Gentry Bourbon.
Ah! Ah! You had to receive all your Instagram DMs. Ah!
Finally, people are looking up Gentry, and it's bankrupt. Aw. Austin's like, well, congratulations.
For hitting on Danny's boyfriend. Hang up.
Yeah, I'm not breaking up with you. So he goes back inside and gives the over symbol, even though he totally did not just break up with her. But yeah. He just wants them off of his ass, you know?
Yeah, so he's sort of crying or whatever. And Shep is, like, awkwardly comforting. He's like, gosh, I've never heard you do this before. So Shep, like, stands up and puts, like, one stiff arm behind the back. And the other hand is like, I don't know what to do with my hands right now. It'll be okay, buddy. Yeah, it's okay. Come on, halt, roll over. Sorry, I'm practicing for the dog. Halt.
Yeah. You just won a prize. I mean, you're going to get to die alone. Who doesn't dream about that? And he's like, argh! And Austin's like, you know what? Could you guys just stop, okay? Because I had a conversation with a person I really thought mattered. And Shep is laughing.
He just cracked me up. He's like, oh, gosh. This is almost as funny as that hilarious movie, The Vietnam War.
What? What's that?
Shut up, Craig.
Craig's like, just so you know, I wish I was wrong. And Shep goes, no, you don't.
What?
You would have been furious if you were wrong.
It's not about you and I. You and me, Craig. Gosh.
Gosh, stupid.
Stupid face.
That brings us to the end of Southern Charm.
Yeah, Southern Charm. So funny. Now, before we close out the week, let's go revisit our old friend, the Crappens Mailbag. So the Crappens Mailbag is something that we offer for our Patreon supporters. You go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens, and if you support at the mailbag level or above, you can write in questions that we'll read on the air. So let's just choose we'll just choose a random old one. Oliver Haskins. Oh, we love Oliver. He's been around a long time. And he says, are vitamin drips the new cryotherapy? Is there an older Bravo spa treatment that you would consider, like pube dazzling or vampire facial or those dead skin eating fish pedicures? So are there any Bravo spa treatments that we would do?
I would do all of those. Except the cryo. I mean,
Cryo, you're supposed to do cryo when you only have a little weight to lose, and I have more than, like, I have too much. Like, they would need to freeze too much, so that would just be cold. But I would do a vampire facial. I would do,
I would totally do the fish pedicure. I would totally do that. Although, I would not.
I've done that.
Yeah? How was it?
Yeah, I did it on a cruise. It was good. I don't think they had enough fish to really attack my feet. I mean, I've got some Fred Flintstone monster feet, but it was fine, you know?
Yeah. I totally want to do that because, you know, I love, like, foot massages and things like that. So I think it would probably feel, like, really funny to have, like, those fish, like, nibbling at my feet. Vampire facial, not as into that. Pube jazzling, definitely not that definitely not that into. But I would try cryotherapy because, I mean, cryotherapy is not – it's actually not for weight loss. That's the, like, Celtique is. But cryotherapy is just – I think it's supposed to be – well, I mean, I guess it part of it is, but it's supposed to, like, re-energize you after you work out or, like, help, like...
Muscle pain and stuff.
Or something like... I don't know. I don't know. You know what it is? Put your head in the freezer for a second, okay? Dig something out of the freezer, you get the same sensation.
Yeah, lose weight in your head already. Stop complaining.
Beth asks, hey, guys, you have to be Secret Santa for your ride or die Housewives favorites. Ben, you need to get a gift and stocking stuffer for Luann. And Ronnie, you have Lisa Vanderpump. What do you get them and why? Well, with Luann, what would I get her? I don't know. Maybe like an auto tuner. I don't know. Like a. I don't know. I would want to get her something that would make her act even more ridiculous. You know, like I'd get her like a fake record contract. Be like, guess what? This just came in from Sony Music. Sony Music. No, Sony, but go with it. Go with it. Wow. Can you believe it? I'm a recording star for Sony Music. I'm with all the greats like Marissa Tomei. No, not a thing. And Jackie Gleason. Also not a thing. I am a star.
I would get Lisa Vanderpump a Roomba. And I would paint it beige. And I would just see if she thinks it's Ken.
I feel like Ken and the Roomba would have like a West Side Story battle, you know?
It's like, why are there two purses following me now?
two purses. And one last one. Michael Horn says, hi, guys. Since there were so many housewives at Andy's baby shower, it made me wonder what some of them talked about with each other. For example, what do you guys think a conversation between Ramona and Dorit would have been like, and any other in particular that you guys think would be funny? Well, Ramona and Dorit, I don't think they would have even registered what the other one was saying. I think they would just be talking at each other, you know?
Yeah. I think Dorit would have been like, hello, Ramona. She'd be like, that's not my name. It's Ramona. Okay? Yes, Ramona. Well, you know what? I'm single and ready to mingle. Why aren't there any guys here? What kind of party is that? And then Dorit would just walk away like, why aren't there guys like that anymore? In the, like, thinking she's talking like Ramona.
Yeah, she would just take on Ramona's accent and she'd be like, whoa, that's crazy. The other day, I was talking to Jagger, who's my son / best friend, and I look ageless right now.
Woo! I'm single and ready to mingle. Okay.
Yeah, my brain actually can't even process what Ramona and Dorit would actually sound like together. But
I think they just all would talk about each other, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think Ramona would just be pushing her skincare. She's like, whoa, this is crazy. So it's great to meet you, Princess Diana. Have you had my age cream? Also, have you ever had this crazy cocktail that I invented? You take some gin, and you pour it in a glass, and you add a little bit of tonic and some ice and a wedge of lime. I call it a tonic and gin.
That's a vodka soda, stupid. Get up on the table and dance for Andy. He gave you your lives. I think the problem with this question is that everything that happened at that thing was so much better than anything you can make up.
Yeah, you know? That's the problem. That is the problem. And I still don't know why there has not been like an hour long like documentary about this wedding shower, I mean, this baby shower. I mean, like, Andy has been so, like, he has put it on, like, everything about this baby, he has, like, once he announced it, he's blasted all over social media. He's like, my baby, my baby, my baby. So, like, I just assumed that there was going to be, like, my baby coming into this world, a very special Andy Cohen special. And it would just be like, oh, this baby shower. And I'm like, why have we not seen it yet? Because we're all dying to see it.
Don't give him any ideas, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I don't think I had to give him that idea. All right, well, that's the mailbag. You guys, thank you so much for hanging with us this week. We're going to be back next week with all our usual programming. We got our Milwaukee show next Friday, and then we got our Minneapolis show on Saturday. So we're going to be doing Southern Charm and New York on those shows respectively. And also, if you're listening at home and it's Thursday and you're like, where's my Roni recap? Just wait a little bit. Wait a few days. We appreciate your patience. And speaking of Real Housewives of New York, our New York tickets are like running out. So be sure definitely to go get them, as well as tickets for Indianapolis and Baltimore and Cleveland and Nashville. You guys, we love you. Ronnie, I love you the most. And well, Ronnie, I'm going to see you later today. And
yeah,
I'll talk to everyone. Well, I'll talk to everyone later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Guess what I got us today?
What?
Sky TV?
Sky? What next? Feeding the cat caviar?
No, it's only £22 a month.
Drawing up plans for a swimming pool in the back garden?
You're not listening. It's only £22.
Probably readying the gold-plated bathtub as we speak.
Nope, just Sky for £22.
Believe in being pleasantly surprised with original British drama, exclusive US shows, and voice control from just £22 a month. Sky, believe in better.
Standard set of £20, 18-month minimum term, further terms apply.
Our farm is a dairy farm. We only use organic feed. The cows produce, you know, quality organic milk.
Yeah, all our hens are RSPCA assured, free to roam in and out of the sheds throughout the day. They lay a lovely yolk.
The key to our beef cattle is looking after their welfare, keeping them happy.
At McDonald's, we're proud to source quality ingredients from over 23,000 farmers from across the UK and Ireland. Good to know.